Big news in politics today. Mitt Romney told donors on a conference call that he is not going to run for president.
I believe that one of our next generation of Republican leaders, one who may not be as well known as I am today, one who has not yet taken their message across the country, one who's just getting started, may well emerge as being better able to defeat the Democrat nominee.
Rick Klein is political director at ABC News. He's with us from Washington with more on this. Rick, who's he talking about there, by the way? Is that Jeb Bush?
It sort of sounds like it to me. It sounds like that he is thinking about that next generation, that it's foremost in his mind. And look, he's been faced with just a wall of opposition of people that are bringing out all the baggage about Mitt Romney and the bad old days. But I think the most critical argument that Republicans have made in these couple of weeks where he's been flirting with the bid is the need for a generational change. Enough with the names that we know, enough Bushes maybe, enough Romneys giving it a go. It is about the next generation. And there's been no year in modern times, maybe ever, the Republicans have had as many very strong, very credible, very energetic and young even nominees out there, potential nominees out there vying for the Republican bid.
This was a pretty big surprise to just about everybody. What does it say about our political coverage in this country that nobody had an ear inside the Romney campaign and knew that he was going to do this today? Because a lot of the conventional wisdom, there was even a story that was published before this came out that said he is going to run, and then he came out and said he wasn't going to run.
A whirlwind couple of weeks, and I'll accept just as much guilt. I was talking to a top Romney source, a close associate, just late yesterday afternoon, who was telling me how what kind of great feedback he's getting and how he's moving ahead, and the polls were looking good and all that. Clearly, this is something that was in Mitt's head and Mitt's mind and his family's mind by themselves. They went out over the last 3 weeks since he came out and said that he was seriously considering this. He told a room full of donors that 3 weeks ago today. He was on a listening tour. He was doing due diligence, as one aide told me. And he had plenty there to say, yes, I can do it. But he also had plenty there to say, no, you can't, or this is how hard it's going to be. And it would have been more difficult than 4 years ago. It's a better, higher quality field. All of the baggage would have been re-aired. Just this week, there were two stories about big mansions of his in different states and different newspapers on the same day. So it would have been a tough road. And ultimately, he's decided this is not the time.
Let's listen to him here on the conference call today.
I've been asked, and will certainly be asked again, if there are any circumstances whatsoever that might develop that could change my mind. That seems unlikely.
Rick Klein, who's the front runner now?
I think you have to chalk it up for Jeb Bush right now. The establishment bracket of this nomination fight is going to be filled by him and also Chris Christie. I also think that doesn't mean they'll necessarily win the nomination, because it's a hard thing to be a front runner early on. I think you put Jeb in that first category. I like Scott Walker's stock right now. The governor of Wisconsin had a great showing in Iowa, and I think this opens up some donor room for him. But I think it's going to be as competitive and unpredictable a race as we have ever seen.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, we saw news this week that Hillary Clinton may delay the start of her campaign if she decides to run until the summer.
Yeah, she's enjoying this. This has been great for her to watch the Republicans tear each other down a little bit and all the angst about donors and staffing and all that. And she can just sit back and watch. So the calculation among some is just keep staying quiet. Do as little as you can. Most likely that she'd have some kind of an exploratory committee phase in the spring, and then an actual campaign wouldn't start until the summer.
Rick Klein, political director at ABC News, on the news today that Mitt Romney will not run for president in 2016. Rick, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.